This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I say this message to leftists, as you contemplate a Biden-Harris administration, as you contemplate leftists being in charge of things, I want you to remember the number of people who have fallen in the wake. Innocent people. Roger Stone. What did Roger Stone do to go to prison? Nothing. What? Manafort, in prison. For what? Nothing. Flynn. A three-star general who served in multiple administrations, penniless. I mean, he won't be very long, but he's broke. Why? Because a group of elitist leftists decided he was fodder. Let's just play with his life. Let's tinker with him. Like Trading Places. Let's take Dan Aykroyd. Nice guy, living his life normal way. You know, whatever. You may not like it. You may not like that he was a pompous jerk or what have you. But he wasn't bothering anybody. He was living his life. I know, white privilege and all, right? And then you take Eddie Murphy, crook. Let's make him the good guy, which, fine, I love the film. And then let's get back at the elitists. Well, here's the net of it. How about we all decide, whether you're Dan Aykroyd or you're Eddie Murphy, that we get the elitist. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, or welcome, I should say. Top of the hour, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. We want justice. We want to believe that we live in a world where you do something wrong, you pay for the crime. I mean, that's what happens to normal people, but it's not what happens to the elites. Not at all. These governors believe they control you, they own you. Have you listened to the way Cuomo talks to people? This is a friendly press. And he's got his brother, little brother Fredo, running interference for him on CNN. Don't you want to know what's behind the scenes, like how it all works? Who does it? Who sends out the talking points and says, here's what you're going to say today? I mean, I'm curious. I don't know whether it's Soros or what, but what a machine. You got to give them credit. Now, we can disrupt it. I mean, if we decided we were going to build our own machine and we were going to do it, we could do it. You know the problem, conservatives? You're splintered. Completely splintered. Somebody wants to do something good. A Tea Party community. We were building this to get rid of Facebook. Oh, look at what Kevin's over there trying to do. He wants to be rich. He wants to do. No. And Parler, God love, you know, the guys that have put that together, including my friend Bongino. But, geez, it's difficult to use. TPC was just like Facebook. Tea Party community. Yeah, you know why I shut it down? Nobody was going. We had a few people supporting it, and I appreciate the people that were doing recurring donations. By the way, I want to say something about recurring donations. So we sent out an email to our database, and I said, look, for us to operate, we kind of got to know what we're going to bring in. Here's the reason. I speak for a living. Well, you can't speak if you can't get out because of Wu Flu, so you can't do that. We're kicked off YouTube, so we were demonetized. We got to rebuild that, which we're trying to do, and we've asked you guys to get signed up. Find Kevin Jackson, the Black Sphere, on YouTube. Subscribe and look at the videos and tell other people. But it's going to take a while. So we've got that. And we've got the Black Sphere website, which is being censored, and because shadow ban, because now my Facebook page is blocked, my biggest page, which is where we would get most of the traffic generated. So these are the problems you face. But guess what? I get up every morning and I got to make payroll. I got to go to my staff and go, okay, guys, here's what we're going to do. And we do it. We figure it out, man, because you know what? Well, I'm not making excuses. I'm not like, oh, man, you know, we can't do it. The white man keeping me down. Well, I know that social media is keeping me down. The white man is legitimately keeping a brother down. Can't get anything. Twitter, I got 70-something thousand people. I should have at least 250,000 people. At least. Without even breaking a sweat. Facebook, we haven't grown 1,000 people in 5 years. I should have, based on the numbers, I should have over 5 million people on Facebook. Which means I'd be reaching up just an amazing number of people. Nope. They won't let you do it. And now my page is unpublished until further notice. For doing what? Nothing. There's nothing on my page. No sexual content. No, nothing controversial. I mean, outside of being a conservative and telling the stories the way I want to tell them. And it's an opinion page. I changed it from news to opinion because I got tired of people going, well, you think you're news. I go, I never have thought I was news. Not 1 minute have I thought I was news. I'm opinion. The only reason why we put news was they told us that Facebook would allow, 10% of the audience to see your stuff if you were news and only 2% if you were a personality. So what do you think I'm going to choose? Chose news. So we changed it to personality, knowing it was going to limit us. But still, I have enough people that you think 100,000 people a day would see and read my stuff. No way. No way, no how. Same on Twitter. So we rely on you guys, and here's the point. What we need is recurring donations. I don't care if it's a dollar. We need recurring, where we know there's going to be $1,737 coming in every month, and that's our floor, and we know we're building from the floor. You'd be shocked at the small amount of money we operate on. It's pretty impressive. In fact, it's very impressive. And that's what allows us to fight. Because let me tell you, look, I don't know. I believe Trump will win this thing. I really do. I'm in my heart of hearts. I know Trump won the election. I know that for a fact. But what happens? I don't know. Whether he's there or he's not. My voice can be gone. And in the scheme of things, are you going to miss me? Well, a little bit. But in the scheme of things, your life will go back to whatever it was. No big deal. That's how life works. But if you do like what we do, you got to give or you got to find people that are willing to do it. Because that's the way these types of organizations work. If I'm not speaking, I'm not writing another book. It costs me a lot of money to make movies. And to be honest with you, we don't make a whole lot of... I don't think we've made any money on a movie yet. We got some in the works. So, and I don't have a big investor pool or whatever. I'm not making any kind of a cry. This isn't a bay. I'm just telling you the way it is. You help or you don't. I hope you do. Lots to talk about. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, it won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reach these new voters with targeted videos and social advertising, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to ProtectingAmericanValues.com. /Kevin Jackson.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This is an unmitigated success, and we should acknowledge that the Moderna vaccine was done with funds from Operation Warp Speed, and the Pfizer one has funding when it comes to the distribution and manufacture. And I just think it's important that people working so hard, Moncef Slaoui and the others, get credit for this, and President Trump was the one who okayed it.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the pace of medical innovation has been forever changed. I mean, 3 months, January 11th is when they got the sequence of this virus. By March 16th, 2 months later, shots were going into arms as part of these clinical trials. I couldn't believe it when I saw that pace. It typically takes, you know, years to really get these vaccines approved. It'll be done within a year. So that is worth celebrating. And now we have some early data to be very optimistic about.
So all of the scientists, everyone behind this, all the way up to President Trump and Vice President Pence, congratulations on this great accomplishment. We're obviously waiting for more news and for the vaccine to be available.
The signs, folks, that Trump is winning, rather,
doesn't hit you like full frontal nudity. They're much more subtle. So subtle, in fact, many people miss them. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. They miss the signs. I told people in 2016 why Trump would win. I told you in 2020 why he would win. People were telling me, Kevin, he's still a bit abrasive in all this. I go, Trump is going to win with over 70 million of the votes, probably more. And Biden can't come close. And I was 100% correct. Trump probably got closer to 80 million, and Biden got nowhere near 70. Nowhere near. Probably 60 million. That's my guess. Legitimate votes. And forget the past, folks, where the fake news, they dogged President Trump. Think about this. 92% of the time. We live in a time where that stat is closer to 99% of the time. So if you get any positive news by Trump, particularly in light of the contested presidential race, I take notice. And that's exactly what happened with the clip that I just played. None other than CNN praising the president. That was Jake Tapper and Dr. Sanjay Gupta. And they were talking about the rise in the Wu flu cases in the United States. And Jake Tapper and Gupta effectively praised President Trump's Operation Warp Speed. Tapper called it, and I'm going to repeat, an unmitigated success. He's saying, no matter how you look at it, you can't convince me that this wasn't a success. We should take a moment, as we always have when discussing the vaccine and Operation Warp Speed, that this is, you know, putting aside all the failures. That was his little get of the Trump administration. All the failures when it comes to the coronavirus, there's lots. This is an unmitigated success, and we have to acknowledge that. And then he goes on to say things that are even more important. He talked about how quickly the funding happened, how quickly the manufacturing and distribution is occurring, how fast this is being done under Donald Trump. And Gupta said, I don't think anybody else could have done this. We've changed the paradigm in how fast we can get something to market in the event of a pandemic. So I want you to think about that when you're thinking about shutdowns and how we've got to change culture. In less than a year, this fake butt pandemic, and you've got cures on top of cures, and you don't even need them. Because I can tell you, Z-Pak will knock the crap out of the Wu flu. So they have to acknowledge that Donald Trump went, essentially eradicated all the bureaucratic red tape, and he got it done. Because that's what he does. Not Joe Biden, not Barack Obama. What did they do for H1N1? Absolutely nothing. Can you imagine Barack Obama going through the barrage of BS that Trump has gone through over this and surviving? If the media turned on that little weak-kneed sissy and said, oh, you know, you didn't do enough, you didn't act quickly enough, you didn't do this and nothing works and all this. But not to mention, do you think under Barack Obama you'd be talking about all the pharmaceutical companies and everybody, and we would be at where we are now? For the record, I don't know that I like where we are now. I don't know that I like that we've developed this so fast, because the leftists want to get everybody vaccinated. Did you guys hear where Qantas won't even let you fly unless you have the Wu flu, unless you take the vaccine? Yeah, I won't be making any trips to Australia because I'm not taking it. I'm not taking a vaccine for a disease that has a rate of death, what they call it, a morphology rate of less than one. I mean, percentages of a percent. Certainly in my age category and in people in general. Not doing it. But here's the deal. In a time when leftists are fighting for their political lives, they can't allow any room for praise of Donald Trump. None. So you have to ask yourself this question. Why are Tapper and Gupta going off script? That's a highly unusual move. See, the people that hate Trump are watching CNN, and they're watching the guy say, look, you may not like everything that he's done, But when it comes to the number one issue of Joe Biden, which is Trump didn't do enough and all this, they are effectively slapping Joe Biden in the face and saying, we don't care what you say, we're going to give him credit. In the middle of a heated presidential race. The Democratic Party narrative, the leftist narrative, is that Trump has failed on all counts when it comes to the Wu flu. He didn't stop it soon enough. He's xenophobic for stopping the Chinese from coming to America. He's killed 200,000 plus people, and Joe Biden could have saved them all. That's the narrative. That's the thing. You know the thing. Further, Trump opened the economy, thus killing potentially millions more. Who knows how many will die? Fauci says it'll be 300,000 before the end of the year. I think you get the picture. So why credit him with the cure now? At this time. Moreover, Gupta's acknowledgement of what I said earlier, that Trump proved that we can respond more quickly than any other time in history in the event of future pandemics. We don't need to panic to the degree that we've been panicking. He's put yet another wrinkle in the leftist narrative. How is he getting away with this? I don't know what the backlash was. You guys can look it up. But I'm telling you, this is a real story. So when CNN does this, I got to tell you, my antenna goes up. Ding, 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 ding. Well, my antenna doesn't ring, but you know what I'm saying. So I'm going, what's up here? Because if you're for Joe Biden and you're for leftism, you do not give Trump credit, and they flatly did. And it went against everything Biden and Harris and all of them has said, even the New World Order people. Why is CNN doing this? I don't have an answer, but I'll tell you this. I think Jake Tapper is telling us what he thinks about this election.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pennsylvania Judge Patricia McCullough ordered on Wednesday that state officials not certify the results of the 2020 election until her court holds a hearing on an election contest on Friday. The judge ordering the state not to take any further steps to complete the certification of the presidential race and certify any other election results as well. On this day before Thanksgiving, officials are urging people to take the risk of COVID-19 very seriously and not travel. Dr. Allison Awadi, the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health, says the message is plain and simple.
You should not be traveling. Right now, COVID is surging across the entire United States.
The COVID tracking project says more than 2,000 Americans died from the coronavirus yesterday. This is USA Radio News. As some mayors and governors across the country are trying to limit gathering on Thanksgiving, a new study shows how many people are reacting to that news.
With Thanksgiving on Thursday, a recent survey claims 1 in 3 Americans believe the risk is worth the reward of a family gathering. Dr. Jerome Adams with the White House Coronavirus Task Force on Fox has a couple of ideas beyond what we already know to keep your holiday safer.
Turn your ceiling fans on and have them circulating to pull the air up. Turn your HVAC system on continuous. Right. These are things you can do to have a safer gathering, even though I want you to remember the safest gathering is with the immediate members of your household.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Students in one of the most sought-after school districts are apparently struggling with online learning. F grades are up 83% this year in Fairfax County, Virginia, the largest school system in the nation. Among the students with disabilities, Fs are up 111%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wish we had the clip. We should have got it ready. Donald Trump saying, "You're gonna win. You're gonna get so tired of winning." Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Have you gotten tired of winning? Well, don't, because you still got some winning to do. I know what the press is reporting. Yeah. Trump has filed 22 lawsuits and they say he's won none. Because as we all know, Trump is a loser, right? He's a guy that doesn't know how to win. How could he possibly know how to win? Wharton grad, takes $1 million, becomes a billionaire, builds these beautiful buildings and resorts and golf courses and stuff like that, has one of the most iconic brands in the history of man, becomes a reality TV star. He's such a loser. He's a loser. I'm going to share something with you might not know, but I happen to be a member of the only team at my high school, the Marine Military Academy, where the football team went undefeated. That's right. 1980 was the year. We kicked everybody's butt, but good. And they used to want to schedule us because we were the warm-up team for all the other kids, all the other schools in the valley. Now, you want to know why that team won? Because a bunch of people that think like me started there our freshman year. And we played every sport, and we were decent athletes. We were used to being winners. And by the time we got to our senior year, we knew how to win. It became part of our DNA. And there was never a doubt that we were going to win our games. Never. We destroyed football teams in Texas. Those that used to set us up because it was going to be their big deal. The schools that used to crush us, we played anybody who would be willing to play us. It got so bad, they could. The following year, they wouldn't even schedule us. We were running on reputation, on the muscle memory of what we did in 1980. We knew how to win. We had two guys go pro in football. We had two guys go pro in basketball. We had a guy that three of us went on to run track. It was crazy how good we were. And we just got better and better and better. And we knew each other because it was a boarding school. We knew each other certainly better than most people know their friends. Why do I tell you this story? Because Donald Trump has winning in his DNA. It's all he knows how to do. The left are out there. They're mocking. They're celebrating. And we're scared, right? Because Michigan declared Donald Trump the loser. 22 different jurisdictions have ruled against Trump. Do you think he's worried? They don't care. It was expected. The Democrats, how dare you contest? You ought to concede. Barack Obama contested an election. Al Gore contested an election. Joe Biden said he would contest the election. Hillary Clinton advised him to contest it if he lost. What's the big deal? Donald Trump contesting. You all know Trump won. All of us know it. But what we should be asking ourselves right now is, you know, why aren't we out there with pitchforks and tar and feather, ready to tar and feather people? Because we're civilized individuals. But there are many people that are scared. Michigan declared! The lawsuit that Trump waged in Michigan said that the states and counties had violated election laws, etc. And they did. They did exactly what the Trump lawsuit alleges. So Republicans file lawsuits, local, state, and in federal courts in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Now, these are the states that Biden either won or is projected to win. And, of course, we now know Michigan's been given to Joe Biden. Governor Whitmer and team intimidated everybody. As soon as I saw the story, I was like, big deal. Some lefty sent it to me. Ha, ha, ha. Look at this. It's coming closer. Eh. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Then I get the story. Oh, my God. This is you guys on the right. You're like, Kevin, they're giving transition funds to Joe Biden. And you're panicking. And I'm going, okay, do you know what the letter, did you read the letter? It said, we're not giving you this because you're president-elect. We're just doing it because we don't want any pushback. We don't want you saying, I couldn't do it right the way, whatever. So it was a CYA move, but they clearly state, we don't think you're president-elect. But everybody's freaking out. Emily Murphy, Trump appointee, gave Biden the money. What's she signaling? Well, I don't think she's signaling anything except that it's a political hot potato. President Trump seems to be okay with it. He said, it's funny because people crack me up that Trump is capitulating. Maybe he's finally getting it. Donald Trump has said in no uncertain terms, I'm going to fight this until the very end. He said, I'm going to keep fighting. If there's anybody that knows the significance of what we face right now, it is your president. And I'm going to make you a bet, Donald Trump will continue to be your president. Yeah. And let me tell you why. Pam Bondi, she's good friends with a friend of mine. I was actually supposed to have dinner with her a few months ago, and she was out of town when I happened to be down in Florida. But let me just tell you what she's saying. She's saying this is going to go to the Supreme Court. And she says they're going to rule that the election is invalid due to fraud or mistakes on a countrywide scale, and it will go one of two ways. Either they will rule that all the unconstitutional mail-in ballots will be removed and states ordered to recount without them, or they will simply rule the election is invalid due to the massive voter fraud, at which point it will be sent to Congress and the Senate for a vote. Now, a lot of people freak out when they hear that because they don't know the procedure. Because they think, well, Nancy Pelosi holds the House. Yeah. So here's the way it goes, how it works. The House, Congress votes on who the president will be. It has nothing to do with the party that has power. Every state gets one vote. And 30 states are held by Republicans, 19 by Democrats. They must vote down party lines. They have no choice due to the 12th Amendment. That's the law. The Constitution and the Senate votes for the president where a similar type thing is going to take place. That's the law. That's why Democrats are mad at Pelosi. They're like, if you're going to cheat, Nancy, you need to cheat all the way down the ticket, girl. Why did you cheat all the way down the ticket? Why you just going to cheat for Biden? Oh, my God, we ain't going to get our bills paid. So this is, you know, like I told everybody, I go, look, we can go do the play-by-play, the day-by-day, you know, and I can give you the color commentary. Hey, Donald Trump has made a move. He's moving down the field. Oh, he's dodged that tackle, huh? I could go into that mode. I'm not going to do it. We got a ton of other stuff to talk about. Heck, I was talking about the all-black NFL officiating. That was the biggest thing going in the world. What, did y'all miss that? The all-black staff of it. Look, I get it if you ain't watching football, but even if you're not watching football, I broke it down for you. The all-black NFL officiating crew. That's big news. That another break of the color barrier. It's like, who was the first black that ever went into Winn-Dixie? You, sir, are the first black that's ever gone into Winn-Dixie. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Did I get an Emmy? Did I get a Nobel Peace Prize? Yes, you do, sir. And a free ham and some ham hocks. Lord, you know, when I say Lord, I'm not talking about Lord for you white people, L-O-R-D. I'm talking about Lord, L-A-W-D. That's how you spell Lord. Lord help me. Lord help me. All this is going to happen in January. The only way President Trump won't be president is if he concedes. And that is not going to happen. Pam Bondi, said, by the way, she's a really pretty lady. Very smart. She says, stop worrying. We will win this case. She says, they call Gore president-elect for 37 days in 2000 until the courts ruled against him and declared Bush the winner. Just so you know. Keep this stuff in mind as you go through this stuff. Why do you think they didn't want Amy Coney Barrett confirmed? Think you get it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today at 65 Plus Medicare. Our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assisted programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year and is qualified for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, my apologies. I was wearing my mask because I just got back from a full day of being a good person. I love my mask because it's a simple yet effective way to display my righteousness. Am I concerned that 2 children in China dropped dead because they were forced to wear masks in gym class? Nope. Am I concerned that we're creating a generation of children who will be socially awkward and conditioned to fear their fellow man? No. Am I concerned that I'm contributing to an impending socialist technocracy that will enslave the global population? Not even a little bit. Am I concerned that my mask is symbolic of my compliance to the social conditioning that will eventually lead to the forced vaccination of every man, woman, and child on planet Earth?
Not a chance.
And why am I not concerned, you ask? I'm not concerned because I decided a long time ago that shallow and significant gestures are a much easier way to showcase my morality than actually being moral. Because in order to be a real good person, I gotta stand up to a real bad person. And I don't like standing up to or for anything. I decided that it's much easier to trick my own mind into thinking compliance is a virtue instead of what compliance actually is. Cowardice. I prefer to float through life completely ignorant to the fact that every socialist takeover has always begun in the exact same way. With government overreach, public shaming, censorship, and a toilet paper shortage. Don't believe me? Google toilet paper shortage in communist Russia. Did you think you were having a unique experience? I prefer to pretend history never repeats itself so that I can stand by and turn a blind eye every time history repeats itself. I prefer to call anyone who speaks up, fights back, or stands their ground a lunatic or a conspiracy theorist so that I don't feel obligated to do my own research. Research takes away from me time. And lastly, I prefer to put on my mask and stand among a sea of masks so that I never have to be seen, be free, or reveal the deep dark shadows that lurk within me.
Well, I've rubbed you guys as bum-bums. I hope you feel a little bit better about things. But I still want to talk about these masks. The defiance, thankfully, is growing. I've been talking about what's happening in Germany, what's happening in Italy, what's happening in France. People are finally saying enough is enough. And I told you guys, the human nature wants to roam free. Even in these socialist countries where they haven't had the Pol Pots or, you know, the Stalins and the purges, you know, all the crazy folks that are out there killing people by the millions. They still want their freedom. What little they have, they want. They want to roam around where they want. They want to eat foods where they eat them, you know, restaurants open. They want some level of normal. They know this is not normal. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Sweden appears to be the only country with any real sanity out there. Well, that and probably most of the African countries that can't afford masks and don't really give a crap. But where are you going to go for sanity? The defiance is growing. A Wisconsin government agency mandated masks on Zoom calls. They're mandating it in your house. I don't know if you guys remember, there was a little boy, he was at home, and he had a toy gun where the teacher could see it in the background, and they called Child Protective Services. This is the nanny state on steroids. And I'm going to tell you, I'll talk about conspiracy theories another day because I'm not going to have time. But if I'd said to you, you were going to self-quarantine, self-enslave, and you were going to teach your own kids, you were going to wear masks because it was mandated. You know, if I'd said this to you in 2019, you'd have looked at me like I had three heads. I had a politician say this to me. I talked about it. He says, well, we got to play the game. I'm like, well, no, we don't. We don't put you in power to play the game. And this guy's a staunch conservative, but he's willing to play the game. It's a pretty serious game. I saw a tweet that explained what comes next after the mask mandates, and a person tweeted, welcome to Melbourne. Illegal to exercise outside your home. $5,000 fine for leaving a 5K radius. $20,000 fine for falsifying documents where you live, occupation, etc. Police allowed to enter your home at any moment without warning. Still want to wear those masks? Australia is a leftist enclave. It used to be baby U.S., the United States, mini-me. And now it resembles nothing like us. Here's an excerpt on the summit from Summit News about the restrictions in Melbourne. After the state of Victoria announced a state of disaster in response to the spike in coronavirus cases, Premier of the state, Daniel Andrews, told residents, we can no longer have people simply out and about for no good reason whatsoever. No good reason. How about walking for exercise, running for exercise, out with the family, on a picnic? But hey, no good reason. You ne'er-do-wells, what are you doing out here? Corrupting and polluting the air with your breath. Says, In addition to the 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew, residents can only leave their homes outside those hours to shop for food and essential items, carry out care and caregiving, as well as daily exercise and work. Oh, so if you're exercising, I guess you can be out and about. But don't just be lollygagging. The new powers also give the police the right to enter your home to carry out spot checks without permission or a warrant. Controls on buying have been introduced, restricting citizens to purchases of no more than 2 essential items, blah, blah, blah. You went through it. Told you guys, one of my partners in Florida said, he sent me a picture of an aisle. It was empty. And he says, this happened the minute people thought Biden was going to be president, when they announced Philly had gone to Biden. It's insane. Not a bit of proof about the danger of this Wu flu virus. And Melbourne has restricted law-abiding, non-ill citizens, all for the theoretical protection of those who might get sick. And oh, let's just face it, who might already have it. And I was, I don't need to give you any numbers. You can look at any numbers that you want to find, and you'll see that they're shady. The death rates, I'll give you the numbers here. The number of people that, and I'm going to look at, what is it? Spokane County. 44,980 tested. Negative rate, 93%. Positive, 3,507. Positive rate, 7%. Total deaths, 52. Death rate, 1.5%. Average age of death, 76. Total hospital beds, 1,531. Beds in use, COVID, 63. And it gives you the death rates for all of them along the continuum. It's insane. So, all I can tell you is, when you think that this is innocuous, it's not that big of a deal, you better think again. We talked about it earlier, about Justin Trudeau and those guys saying, this is a reset. They deny it's a reset while saying it's a reset. It's a reset for all of the nonsensical things that these stupid leftists want, beginning with global climate change. Do you realize how much money we have spent on this ruse already? $165 to test. That's what it cost me. And you probably will get multiple tests. I don't know how it's going to work. I've already gotten multiple tests. I've had two or three. I know I've had two. It's insane. Yeah, $165. And maybe there's a discount in volume. I don't know. And these testing places are lined up, man. It's hours to wait to get a test. It's crazy. And we're doing this, and I keep coming back to this. We're doing this so easily. Now, I can promise you that if it gets any worse, our team is filing the lawsuit. I think we have 92 names in our COVID lawsuit thing. Maybe we'll put it on the radio page. But we have 92 names. That's plenty to do a lawsuit. My legal team doesn't like doing class action lawsuits, but they'll do individuals who've been wronged lawsuits. So we'll see. But if Joe Biden gets in, he's already said he will shoot for mandatory mask. I don't know. Here's the good news. We don't have to worry about it. Joe Biden's not going to get in. But just the fact that Captain Demento still wants this is insanity. That the policies scare me more than anything, because the Democrats are hell-bent on implementing this craziness. And we're the ones that are going to carry the brunt, because we're not going to quit working. We're going to figure out the workarounds. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.